For more than a century, the Royal Shakespeare Company in England has hired composers to write original music for its productions. That sheet music has sat in a vault for decades. Recently, the Royal Shakespeare Company has started releasing CDs that combine music from its contemporary productions with much older works. This piece was written a century ago for a production of Richard II in 1913. Bruce O'Neill is head of music for the Royal Shakespeare Company. He described the dusty archive where all the old sheet music is stored.
It's a bit like a bank vault. You know, you've got these various rooms with sort of very thick doors with a big wheel on the front to let you in. And they're all sort of organised along these shelves, categorised by date and by composer in some instances. Although they're organised to a certain extent, some of them really haven't actually been looked through since the production happened.
You have some compositions in this collection from extremely well-known composers. That first piece we heard was by Vaughan Williams, one of the great early 20th century English composers. Let's listen to another piece by him. This was also from the 1913 production of Richard II. This is Vaughan Williams' adaptation of Greensleeves.
That sort of demonstrates that at that time there was still a propensity to use existing pieces of music. Vaughan Williams was obviously hugely interested in folk music, so he was arranging a lot of folk music. The beauty of it was, for that first production of Richard II, we thought, right, who shall we choose? We look back exactly 100 years, and there we had Ralph Vaughan Williams, music for Richard II from 1913. So it was a beautiful start for us.
It's amazing to listen to the juxtaposition on these CDs of the contemporary and the old. Let's hear a song that Shakespeare wrote, Who is Sylvia?, as adapted for a production of Two Gentlemen of Verona this year by the composer Michael Bruce, who turned the song into an indie rock ballad.
Who is Sylvia? What is she that all our swains command her?
And then you have a 1938 version of this same song, same Shakespeare lyrics, with music written by a different composer, Anthony Bernard. This is between World War I and World War II. Let's listen to how he treated the song.
Who is Sylvia? What is she that all our swains command her? Only fair and wise is she.
You cannot imagine a greater chasm between those two adaptations.
This is why I knew that we had to delve into the archive, because in 1938... that was modern. And classics only become classics after a length of time.
You're saying that an audience in 1938 would have heard that version of Who is Sylvia in the same way that we hear the indie rock ballad version of Who is Sylvia?
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of it. And when people are listening to Michael Bruce's version in, say, 100 years' time, I wonder what they will think about.
How quaint and antiquated.
That's the beauty of these works that stand up to interpretation again and again and again by subsequent generations.
Then to Sylvia, let us sing that Sylvia is excelling.
You've described this archive of music as a sort of bank vault. How does it feel to finally have that vault cracked open to the public for the first time?
It's really interesting, and one of the really great things about it is that, obviously, in our very modern technological age, the way we produce the music now is using software. So it looks beautiful and it looks professionally published and all that sort of thing. But, of course, it wasn't that long ago before people had to write by hand. And when you delve into that archive and you get a piece of paper which has the ink on it, it really makes you feel very connected to what they were doing.
Mm-hmm. Bruce O'Neill's head of music for the Royal Shakespeare Company. We should add that these recordings are also available for download. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.